From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump called Sunday for the immediate deportation of illegal immigrants entering the United States. In his Twitter message, he said there should be no judges or court cases. He said, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country." And he said, "Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order." Mr. Trump claimed U.S. immigration law is laughed at all over the world, is very unfair to all of those people who have gone through the system legally and are waiting online for years. Protests continue over the treatment of migrants detained in Texas for entering the United States illegally. Although the Trump administration last week reversed its controversial practice of separating detained children and parents at the border. On Sunday, about 30 parents who have been separated from their children by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol were released. U.S. officials had dropped criminal charges against the parents who had been apprehended entering the country illegally. An organization that aids immigrants said it would take care of the released parents. It was not known how or when they might be reunited with their children. The migrants were given little guidance other than a telephone number to call to try to get information about their children. Italy is continuing its hardline stance against migrants stranded off its coast, telling European charities to stop rescuing the migrants and leave them to be picked up by the Libyan Coast Guard on Sunday. On Sunday, an aid group said the Italian Coast Guard had received a distress signal from six boats. This is VOA News. An explosion at a campaign rally Saturday for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election. Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally in Bulawayo, an opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts on his life that he is used to them. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. 30 people have been arrested in connection with an explosion at a political rally that left two people dead Saturday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. 150 people were injured in the explosion. Ethiopia's new reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed had just finished a speech at the rally at the capital when a grenade exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan claimed victory in Sunday's presidential election and said his ruling AK party and its alliance partner had won a parliamentary majority. However, the main opposition party said it was too early to concede a defeat and said it believed Erdogan could still fall short of the 50% needed to avoid a runoff on July 8th. Pakistan's military says Afghanistan-based terrorists ambushed one of its border fencing teams Sunday and killed a soldier. The raid in the treacherous North Waziristan region also injured a junior officer. Egypt has extended its state of emergency for another 3 months. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's decision was published Sunday. It will likely be approved by Parliament within 7 days and will go into effect on July 14th. Activists are urging Australia to do more to stop forced marriage in its migrant communities. Since the practice was made illegal 5 years ago, more than 230 alleged cases have been referred to the police, but there have been no prosecutions. And Saudi Arabia on Sunday lifted the world's last ban on women drivers. Many Saudi women have not had a chance to take driving courses, which have only been offered for a few months. Car companies expect sales to increase once more of the country's 10 million women are allowed to drive. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.